Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. This is Maricela Morales coming to you with Everything Stay at Home Mom, the blog and the podcast. You can find us at everythingshm.net, and you can connect with us on social media there. And with me today, of course, is my co-host, Claudia. How are you, Claudia?
Hi, I'm good. I'm excited for all the information you're going to have for us today.
Yeah, so today we're going to be doing a show on taking the right home business for you. The reason I've been wanting to do this show for quite some time, but the reason I got inspired to do it is because I ran into a mom who is in a pretty rough spot, rough situation, and she's looking for a way to make money. And so I know a lot of moms who are in need of money have sought out home businesses, and some have been successful and some have not. And I was kind of one of those moms, not necessarily that I was in need of money. I was just trying to learn to adjust from a 2-salary income to a 1-salary when I started to stay home. So that adjustment was a little difficult, and I just couldn't see myself not earning money. So I explored the home business route. So I thought we'd chat a little bit about that to help some mothers out there who might be in that situation. What do you think about that, Claudia?
I think it's awesome. I think even if you're not in that situation right now, just the way our economy is and, you know, just the state of the world, how things are fluctuate and don't always seem to be, you know, you can't rely on the way things are right now. I think that's great. And I think it's stuff we can teach our kids, and if they have the knowledge, the head knowledge, if ever the time comes and they're ready, you know, or we're ready.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's great.
Yeah. So I just want to start off a little bit with a disclaimer. I am not actively trying to build a business, so I'm not doing this show to recruit anyone. I am signed up with two separate companies as a customer that are used as home business venues for many people out there. So one of them, I am kind of hopeful that I'll get to build as a business at some point. I did kind of start trying to do it maybe 2 years back, but you know, life happens, things slow down, and depending on what's priority for you in your life, it's what you focus on. And for me, it wasn't the home business, so that got put on hold. So just so you all know, I'm not actively trying to build a business. I'm not a mega million-dollar earner with any business, so I'm not claiming to know everything there is to know about home businesses. I'm just trying to share what I've learned along my journey. So, Claudia, you were there when I started out, right? Do you remember?
That was I remember. I think that's how we reconnected, because you called about that, remember?
Is that why? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's no. I thought I was calling to say hi. Sorry.
Yeah. No, I remember. That was why. But it's okay. It's good. That's how you thought. That's why you were calling, but you didn't know God had a plan. See?
Yeah. I'm glad you stuck with me.
Yeah. Well, I remember really wanting to help. Should we say what it was, what the product was? Or?
Oh, yeah, sure. I don't think anyone's going to be upset about that.
Yeah. I think it was like the coffee thing, right?
Yeah. There was a home business that focused on coffee as their product, and part of their training, like when you're in the meeting, is okay, call 10 people right now.
Mm-hmm.
Ask them to buy some coffee from you, and it might have been one of those calls when I reconnected with you.
Well, no, it's okay, but it was fun to reconnect. And I remember then we were talking about that, about, you know, wanting to stay home and needing, you know, feeling like you needed more income and just to feel better about it. And then
yeah.
I remember asking you what other things you were doing, and when you said you were doing a little bit of like online stuff, I was like, oh, do a mommy type of blog, you know, that'll be fun. And I was like, if I can't help her like with a business, other business part of it, but if I can help her anyway, it would be that way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. So yeah, just to kind of reiterate the reasons I felt I had to start a home business or do something from home, was I felt at the time that it was going to be impossible to live on one income just because we were so used to what we were living on before. So some people might just need some supplemental income. Some people might need to make up for a loss of income. Maybe you lost your job or your spouse lost your job, their job. You might want to stay home, or you might want to stay a stay-at-home mom because expenses are going up for whatever reason. Some of us have older parents that we want to help or maybe need to help or have to help provide for, care for some reason or another. So there are many reasons for us to want to make money either from home or in addition to whatever we're already doing. And so I was kind of feeling, it was a little bit of pride. I wanted to continue to make my own money so I could spend it my own way, so to speak. And also because at the time it seemed hard to adjust to one income. And I was just used to working for so long, so I felt I had to do something from home. But so just to focus on that, I'm this show's not to talk about how to make money from home in ways like you could write guest articles for websites, or you could become a medical clerk of some sort, medical billing, things like that. This show isn't about that. It's kind of focused on the home business aspect, which is opportunities you have to kind of promote a product or promote a business and kind of create income through referral of other customers or of other people to that business and so forth. So if you might be on one end of the spectrum, like one end of the spectrum might be, okay, you're a skeptic and you think everything is a pyramid scheme and you just don't want to hear anything about a home business from anyone. Or you might have never heard about home businesses and you might know someone who's successful at it and you might think it's the greatest thing since sliced bread and you're ready to jump on it. Hopefully you're somewhere in the middle, because I was unfortunately on the ready to jump on it part when I started doing this, and it was through the coffee opportunity. I'll just leave it at that. I won't name the company name. And so I'd kind of like to warn people against a few things, or at least advise on how to make an informed decision. And to start with, I would research what pyramid scheme means, because a lot of people have the assumption that every home business is a pyramid scheme, which is just not the case. You just have to understand what is and what's not, and kind of make your own judgment call on whatever company you're looking at. And one way to figure out what a pyramid scheme is, especially in legal terms, is by going to the Federal Trade Commission website, the FTC.gov, and you can look up pyramid scheme there. And there's a pretty lengthy description of what they consider a pyramid scheme, and they give out examples of how a pyramid scheme works. So I would say the biggest thing to look at when you're looking at a home business opportunity is to do that. Do the research, the FTC.gov research on what a pyramid scheme is, and then compare the definition of theirs to whatever opportunity you're looking at. And what you'll find is the biggest thing in defining whether or not it's a pyramid scheme scheme is the way the money is made in said company. What you want to look out for is you want to make sure you understand how the payout structure works in whatever opportunity it is. And you want to make sure that no matter when you start in that company and no matter where you are in their organization structure, you still have the potential to make as much money or more than whoever is above you or has started in that company before you. Are you still there, Claudia? I feel like I'm talking to myself.
Oh no, I'm here. I'm muted because there's a lot of we're outside doing our preschool stuff, so it's loud.
Okay. All right. So that's one thing. Like with the coffee opportunity that I started with, it's very borderline legal as far as permit scheme goes. I tried to convince myself for a very long time, oh, it's very legit, blah, blah, blah. And I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying, per what I figured out as questionable, it's very borderline. And one thing that also helps define whether or not you might get hurt in a home business opportunity is how much money it takes to start, because some require maybe like $50 membership, but to get this level of commission or to get this level of earnings or whatever, you need to start with a $1,000 package or $2,000 package, or some go as high as $3,000 package. So that's where you want to be a little questionable, because the $50 membership or whatever allows you to buy their product wholesale, which is what a lot of people just want to do. But you're not going to earn commissions by doing that. You need to start with some level of package or monthly order. And so you want to be careful on what those starting amounts are, because that's where people can get hurt. Because almost every company that has some type of commission level attached to them for referring other customers or for selling product require you to make a monthly purchase of some sort. However, where you want to be careful is, okay, is this monthly purchase stuff that I'm going to use, that I will use up within the month? In some cases, it might be a service. It might be a cell phone service. In some cases, it might be a age rejuvenating lotion. Will you use $100 worth of rejuvenating lotion in that month? And would you mind paying money towards that product? Because, yeah, maybe we could all drink $100 worth of coffee, but is it something I'd be doing normally if I wasn't pursuing this? That's where you kind of want to
If you're
gauge it,
homeschooling,
right?
no, just kidding. Sorry about that.
Yeah, so you want to kind of gauge, is this going to really put me out paying whatever monthly thing I'm paying towards this company to be a part of this company? Because some people have to pay that $100 monthly to purchase whatever product or service or whatever it is, and they're stockpiling stuff in their garage, and that's where people get hurt. And that's part of the definition of a pyramid scheme, when you end up with a bunch of stuff that you don't need or want, and at the end of the day, you don't make any money on it, you lose money on it. That's part of the FTC's definition of pyramid scheme. So you want to be careful with that. You also want to know how long the company has been around and what kind of credibility it has. You could look up the business bureau to see how many complaints, legitimate complaints, are out there. Because one thing to note is that there's a ton of stuff on the internet and YouTube and whatnot tearing down every single company you could possibly have heard of. And that's the reason for that is because it's kind of an internet marketing ploy where people are trying to get your attention to listen to their video to try to sell you on a different company, which is also some kind of marketing related company. So a lot of these companies in general terms are considered network marketing companies. And what that means is that you're making some type of money or commission by referring additional people to either purchase the product or purchase the product and participate in the business opportunity. And a big thing too is you want to know whether that company is focused on just the business opportunity or are they product focused? Because when the business opportunity is a product, that's where you're likely going to get hurt. Because there are some companies who entirely focus on, I'm sure you've gotten in like some kind of telemarketer phone call where they say, okay, pitch in $50 to this account, and then the next person you recruit, their $50 will go to you, and some level at some point at the end of the year, within 6 months, you end up with $1,000, and it's just money that's been pitched in to some kind of fund, but there's no actual product or anything that's moving. That is definitely a scheme. However, or if the whole money-making thing just comes from people buying into the business opportunity, that those starter packages of $1,000 or $2,000 just to participate, if the majority of the money is coming from that, you know, you're probably going to get hurt and you're probably not going to make money. And I say probably versus a definitive, because there are some people who are skillful at convincing other people to join in the opportunity and whatnot, and those are the ones who do well. To do a home business, you're going to have to sell something. You're either going to have to sell an actual product, or you're going to have to sell the idea of signing up as a customer with a company, or you're going to have to sell the opportunity. You're going to have to sell in the sense that you're convincing a person that it's worth their while to look into it. So it definitely requires a certain type of character and personality, which I don't think I'm strong in. So that's part of why I haven't pursued it in much strength mm-hmm. for myself. Do you have any questions so far?
Yeah, just from seeing it from the outside, you know, of knowing two people who bought into something that was like borderline that, you know, but you know, it wasn't that type of, they said it wasn't, what do you call it? Multi-level marketing, but they bought into that company, right? The people who recruited them, were making, like they said, they retired from that. They retired from their regular jobs and, you know, and, but I think we got to be careful as stay-at-home moms, because a lot of, we want to be at home and we want to be doing this full-time job, right? So if you're like, if you're looking to supplement, and the person who's, you know, who's trying to get you into this company is got rich off of it, you know, but, and then they retire from their job and they do this full time. You got to be careful with that too. Like they're doing it full time. Like they're, you know, and it's like, okay, well, why don't, you know, then you're just switching up your old full-time job for this new full-time job. And then you got to remember what your priority is, you know, and really, can I get rich like them? Because they're selling you on that, you know, with doing it part-time, with doing it during nap times, with doing it, you know, staying up late or waking up early. I don't know because, you know, because I haven't done it. But
yeah,
you got to look at that. I know they sell it like that, you know, like it's a part-time thing.
Yeah, they sell it like, oh, you can do it from anywhere. You can do it from home. You can do it on your own time, which is true. But for it to be worth your while and for it to pay off your work and effort, you have to start strong, which pretty much means you have to start probably at least 20 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something you need to look at. You know, can I make time, can I make 20 hours a week work for me? And for some people who are motivated and have the right reasons to pursue it, you can make it work, but it just requires some coordination with your significant other, right? It might be when your husband gets home from his full-time job, then you step away for 4 hours a night and focus on that, you know, because
it
is work.
Yeah.
You're only going to get out of it what you put into it.
Yeah, an avenue that I do like that I've seen friends be successful at is where up front, you know, it's part-time and you have set hours that you have to do, and it's contract work from your old job, you know, from the old field you were in. And I know I have a girlfriend who did that for a little while, but then once she had her baby, she stopped doing that, you know, but, and it was part-time, you know, but it was the work she went to school to do and was familiar with, and so, and she could do it anytime, you know, but now she was a contractor, and she had those, she set ahead of time how many hours she wanted to put into it. And another successful mom I know was just doing something she liked. She was doing something she liked for fun, which was making cakes for friends. And she's doing like $200 a week now that just adds to her income. I think she makes, she sells them real cheap, like $50 or $75. And so she sells 4 a week or something like that and makes $200. And you know, I don't know. But, and all of her advertising is started with family and friends on Facebook. You know, and she didn't really advertise, just word of mouth.
Yeah, so that's where you could make some additional supplemental income, and it probably won't stress you out, and you'll make X rate per hour immediately because you're familiar with the type of work or whatnot. So some people might wonder, okay, well, why even look into a home business type of opportunity? And I do believe that for the right person, it'll work out well, and it'll, I do believe there are some businesses out there that have a great business structure that will not make you rich overnight, because I don't think anybody should be looking for that, because that's where you'll likely get hurt, but will give you a comfortable supplemental income over time. And so I'll explain why I think a home business is a good idea for the person who is the right fit for it. And that reason is because it's pretty much, it's not, you're not earning income like per hour of work you're putting in. You're working, you're making, I forgot what the official term was for it. Oh my goodness, it's at the tip of my mouth, but I can't forget, remember the term for it. Start with an R. Residual income. It's residual income.
Okay.
Okay, so residual income versus linear income. Okay, linear income is when you work a 10-hour workday and you get a certain wage or hourly wage or yearly salary for that level of work. That's linear income. X amount of hours equals X amount of money. Residual income is you put in X amount of work, you might make $0 the first month, you might make $10 the second month, whatever. But let's say I'm referring customers to Costco. Let's just assume Costco will give me a commission for every customer that says, I'm here because Marisela recommended me. And so I'm ready to sign up my $50 membership. And let's just say I promise to spend $100 on groceries each month. And so for that $100 of groceries, let's say they give me 5%. So I'd be making $5 a month because that customer is shopping at Costco because of me, right? So I'm making $5 the first month. $5 the next month because of that one customer I referred. Let's say that customer stays with Costco 5 years, right? That's $5 for the first 12 months, $60. For 5 years, that's $300. I just made $300 because I recommended Costco to one customer. Yet that recommendation took me 10 minutes. I said, hey, you should really buy at Costco because, look, they have these awesome organic products. I save money than I would in other grocery stores, and I go to Costco and spend $200 anyway, so if you shop Costco and you tell your sister to shop there too, you'll get $5 back off of her shopping, and you're shopping there anyway, right? So it took me 10 minutes to say that to my friend, but I made $300 off of those 10 minutes of work. And I'm continuing to make money off of those 10 minutes of work for every additional month that my friend continues to shop at Costco. That's called residual income. So that's how a lot of these home businesses work. But like I said, you want to be careful and understand their payout structure and how it is that the money's made. Because I, for one, was not comfortable selling product. I didn't want to stockpile product I didn't need. I didn't want to say, hey, Claudia, can you buy some coffee from me every month? So I'm more comfortable with referring someone to shop at a certain store and then get a tiny reward for that. So that's where you need to look at what kind of company is good for you. But what I like about these home businesses is besides the opportunity to make residual income, which means continual income as long as that person remains a customer, let's say, for a certain store, is that if you refer 100 customers, there's some level of depth, let's say I refer 100 customers. For some people it's easy, for some people it's impossible. And those 100 customers each refer a few more. There's a certain level of what on paper would look like a pyramid, but just because it looks like a pyramid on paper doesn't make it a pyramid scheme. You want to know how the business actually works to understand if it is a pyramid scheme. And to a certain depth, I can make money off of my friend referring another friend, referring another friend, right? So that's where some level of additional income comes. And so that's where you've actually built a nice supplemental income, comfortable one. But what's, I think, really awesome about a lot of these home businesses is once you've built something like that, or even if it's tiny, even if it's like $10 a month you get every year, when you're older, you can pass that on to your child as a gift. So whether you're making $10 a month or $1,000 a month or $100,000 a month, whatever you built up as far as customer base, you can now inherit that to your child. So he could pay off college, they could not work, whatever it is. So
Or how
that
about I
inherits.
retire and I not work? Yeah.
Well, yeah,
Sorry.
of course. I mean, I'm talking about once you're comfortable, you can pass it off to the kids. But yeah, so I think there is a lot of potential in home businesses out there, but you just have to be very what you're looking at. And oh goodness, we're at the end of the show. So if anyone has any specific questions, again, I'm just working off of my own personal experience. I am hopeful that I'll be able to build some kind of home business soon. Soon being the next 10 years. I'm not in a rush because I gotta take care of my little ones. But yeah, if anyone has any questions, you can blog everythingshm.net. But please do not pitch me a business because I'm not gonna look into any new opportunities and I don't want spam. But yeah, thank you, Claudia, for listening mainly.
Yeah, there's a lot to learn there. So thank you.
Yeah. Okay, I hope this episode helps someone. All right. Stay in touch. Thank you, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye.